President Trump signed an executive order to keep meat packing and processing plants open, cash fed cattle prices so far this week are mainly steady to mixed. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 30th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade so far this week continues across a fairly wide range, but generally steady to mixed, with live sales in the Texas Panhandle at $95 to $100 a hundredweight, and at $90 to $100 in Kansas, where there are too few transactions to trend. Up north, live prices are steady in Nebraska at $95 and up to $5 higher in the western Corn Belt at mostly $100. Dress sales are steady to $10 lower in Nebraska at $150 and steady in the western Corn Belt at $150 to $160. Cattle feeders offered 4,484 head in the weekly Fed Cattle Exchange auction on Wednesday, selling 818 head. Of those, 174 head sold for a weighted average price of $100 a hundredweight for delivery at 1 to 9 days. Another 644 head sold for delivery at 1 to 17 days for a weighted average price of $96.57. President Trump signed an executive order late Tuesday using the Defense Production Act to mandate that meat packing and processing facilities remain open during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a White House fact sheet, to ensure worker safety, these processors will continue to follow the latest guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. More about that executive order momentarily. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed Wednesday as traders weigh short-term pressure due to current disruptions in packing and processing against a hopeful surge in demand as the economy reopens. Live cattle futures closed 42 cents lower to 25 cents higher with sluggish trade. Except for an average of 31 cents lower in three contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 24 cents higher in extremely light trade. Wholesale beef values continued their lofty ascent Wednesday. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $26.56 higher Wednesday afternoon at $357.38 a hundredweight. Select was $19.03 higher at $339.91. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 4 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 5 to 8 cents higher. I had results from just two trendable auctions available at press time. Yearling steers sold $1 to $2 lower at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Weaker undertones were noted for a limited comparable test of steer calves. Yearling heifers sold steady, while stronger undertones were noted for a limited comparable test of heifer calves. There are 3,950 head on offer. At St. Joseph Stockyards in Missouri, steers sold $2 to $7 lower. The exception was steady money for some light four-weight steers. Heifers weighing less than 450 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher, but $3 to $5 lower at 450 to 650 pounds. There were 1,948 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Wednesday amid reports of promising test results from a potential coronavirus treatment drug. Although expected, support also included the Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged. According to a statement from the Fed, the ongoing public health crisis will weigh heavily on economic activity, employment, and inflation in the near term, and poses considerable risks to the economic outlook over the medium term. In light of these developments, the committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 0 to 0.25%. That statement adds that the committee expects to maintain this target range until it's confident that the economy has weathered recent events and is on track to achieve its maximum employment and price stability goals. Gains in equity markets came despite early quantification of domestic economic damage wrought by COVID-19. Real gross domestic product decreased at an annual rate of 4.8% in the first quarter of 2020. According to the advance estimate released by the Bureau of Economic Analysis. By way of comparison, real GDP increased by 2.1% in the fourth quarter of last year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 532 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 76 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 206 points. Now, back to that executive order. The mandate for meatpacking and processing facilities to remain open during the COVID-19 pandemic should offer some stability to beef markets. It also bolsters hopes that the number of delayed fed cattle marketings can ease sooner rather than later, realizing that timeline is likely counted in months rather than weeks. Under the order, the Department of Agriculture is directed to ensure America's meat and poultry processors continue operations uninterrupted to the maximum extent possible, according to a White House fact sheet. Our nation's meat and poultry processing facilities play an integral role in the continuity of our food supply chain, says U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. He goes on to explain that maintaining the health and safety of these heroic employees in order to ensure that these critical facilities can continue operating is paramount. USDA will continue to work with its partners across the federal government to ensure employee safety to maintain this essential industry. According to Jason Lusk, noted Purdue University food and agricultural economist, in his blog, estimated daily hog and cattle slaughter are both down about 40% compared to the same time last year. He says plant closures and slowdowns from COVID-19 have reached such levels that it will be impossible for consumers not to notice effects on meat prices or availability in the coming weeks. Colin Woodall, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says while there are currently no widespread shortages of beef, we are seeing supply chain disruptions because of plant closures and reductions in the processing speed at many, if not most, beef processing plants in the United States. He adds that American consumers rely on a safe, steady supply of food, and President Trump understands the importance of keeping cattle and beef moving to ensure agriculture continues to operate at a time when the nation needs it most. Likewise, Robert McKnight Jr., president of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, explains the executive order should go a long way toward easing consumer fears as well as preventing additional economic strain on cattle producers. More broadly, Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, notes the executive order will help ensure a steady, reliable supply of high-quality U.S. protein, not only for customers in the United States, but across the globe. Under the executive order and the authority of the Defense Production Act, according to Secretary Perdue, USDA will work with the meat processing sector to affirm they will operate in accordance with CDC and OSHA guidance, and then work with state and local officials to ensure that these plants are allowed to operate. We understand and appreciate the difficulties facing processing plant workers during this crisis, says Woodall, adding that processing plant employees play a role that's critical to the security of this nation, and America's cattle producers offer their sincere gratitude for the work they're doing to keep food shortages from compounding the complex issues we're facing. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 30th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.